This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
You know, I love being a counsellor, but I feel... that I can't do everything that I want to do, that I do have a difference of opinion when it comes to some of the issues in town. And don't get me wrong, I think over the past 4 years, we've been a very successful council and the fact the majority of things we all see eye to eye on. But there have been a couple of issues that I thought, you know, could go differently. And so I've decided that I'm going to voice my opinion and the things that I want and put myself forward for a change or go out fighting, one of the two.
How would you approach the job as mayor?
To me, I want to approach it as the people's mayor. I really do. I think it's important that, you know, it's being voiced that we need a mayor that's close to the people, that's connected to the people, and is feeling the suffering that they're going through at the moment. So I don't think, for me, I'll change what I do because it's exactly what I am now. I'm connected very closely with the people, and that's the way I'll operate as a mayor as well.
What are some of the issues that you would love to tackle, that you would love to get involved with and I guess change the direction of, because you wouldn't be running for mayor unless you, I mean, if you felt the council and everything was going in the right direction, then you wouldn't be running as mayor, I suspect. So where would you like to take the council 2020 and beyond?
Well, 2020 and beyond, of course, it's a new decade. So we need to, for me, I think looking at a new direction, a new emphasis on 2020. I think I'm more aggressive possibly than what the current situation is. I think we really do need to look at a sustainable economic recovery rather than a direction, because to me, I feel from the feedback that I'm getting that the economy has suffered immensely and we really need to be doing things to get the economy, resurge it and make it move forward.
When you're saying the economy, you're talking about the economy of the Douglas Shire?
Absolutely. Everywhere you go within Douglas Shire, and I don't believe it's just Douglas Shire. I think it's, you know, Queensland and Australia wide are having issues, but we are here, we are local, and I really think that our local council should be doing things in the local vicinity to make sure we're really doing all we can to push that economy forward.
We're talking with mayoral candidate Michael Kerr this morning. What would you do first up? You're successful in the March election. What would be the first thing you'd do?
I think it's really important we hit some of the big goals first. Water security, absolutely. I think that would be one of the first things, is putting in a plan to ensure we will absolutely have water, that and that we have enough water to make sure we cover everything. Water is so important. It's not just for drinking and food and survival in that respect. We're also a tourism destination, and to me, that is an appearance. People come here with a concept of what they want, and they want to see a tropical environment. So it's really important that we have enough water available that we can make our tourism town shine like a destination. And on top of that, you've also got, because of that reason, you've got a big tradesman group of economy there. We've got horticulturists, we've got your landscapers, we've got people in that industry. They rely on water for an economy. You know, unfortunately, we've lost quite a few of our trades because we've stopped housing development recently, and it's not booming like it was. So a lot of tradesmen moved away. And so if we lose our water supply to the town, it also means we're going to lose another trade, which is these horticulturists and these landscapers. And that itself would be very sad. So again, going back to the whole driving the economy, it's something that'd be really important. So water would be number one.
Michael Kerr, rates, a big thing in the Douglas Shire. What have you got to say about that?
Well, it's certainly been a hot topic for the last 4 years. Whilst the council's been getting out the black, there's been rate increases each year to cover that. And the most recent one, of course, everyone knows, is 1.8%. The forecasted figures, I think, from the budgets that I saw, are around the 3% for the forecasts. Of course, that'll change depending on how the income streams go each year. They're just forecasts. But I think, you know, rates is something that people are always talking about. You know, we are hurting as a society, we're hurting as a shire. You know, people don't have the money, and those little things like rates certainly count. And people are coming to me saying that they're not seeing a value for money option. You know, they believe that what we're paying for our rates here is extremely high compared to other locations, and it's hurting them in the pocket. So they would like to see council, you know, working on how we can possibly keep our rates as low as possible, and whether that's creating other income streams, which is something that I'm very passionate about. I'd love to see council doing other things that will increase the income streams elsewhere, so we don't have to use the ratepayers. It certainly will be something high on my agenda to try and keep rates as low as possible.
Michael, one of the things that I've noticed, and we noticed when we first got up here, was north of the river, them and us. Now, it's not them and us, it's the Douglas Shire, and we're all in this together, and I sort of get the feeling that the people north of the river feel they've been left out in some ways. How would you address that?
Absolutely, and that's feedback that I have received in the last 4 years. Yeah, I really want to create a Douglas that is inclusive for everyone. Okay, regardless of where you were, if you're in Port Douglas, you're in Mossman, you're in Daintree, you're in Cow Bay, we've got to get rid of all these divisions of that we're different. We're not. We're all Douglas Shire. Everyone needs to be treated equally. Everyone needs to, you know, feel that they've got the love from council as such, you know, and we have to work together with the locals, all locals, to create a better shire.
What about the ferry? You've just had a decision, council, with the ferry. I know it's an issue that we've got to deal with. We've got two ferries coming up. Warren Entsch, the federal MP, has said, "Well, we need action now." I mean, that's a fair way off to have two ferries when there's such congestion down there at the ferry. What's your thoughts on that?
I know council staff have been working on some of the ideas. Like, there are things that can be done straight away, which I believe, you know, if we've got a council in that respect, it's got 2 years until the new ferries come in, we should look at, like, moving the pay booths further back down the road so we can get more cars paid before they get there. There is the opportunity with the land that's been purchased north of the river to move the road boundary into that so we can put pay booths in there as well to fix that side. Also put an express lane through so we can start getting those locals and those businesses all through ahead of the tourists, and that'll solve some of those issues there. So I think they're things that we could certainly look at straight away. As you said, 2 years is a fair time to wait, but you know, we have to do what we can to ensure that this doesn't burden the economy over there, which is what they believe the issue is, that they're being affected, you know, financially with their businesses because of the issues of that ferry. So it's really important we fix that up.
We go back to the Qantas situation, which you were against, and in the end it was dumped anyway, so what you said was correct. This was not the way for the council to go. How did that leave its mark on you?
I think the main thing from that was from the feedback that I received after that credit scheme was that we really need to have a very clear and concise discussion with the community about it. We actually need to know what they want and how they want it. So to me, one thing I would certainly be doing is looking at putting a carbon policy strategy together. Doing that by talking to the people, have a proper, thorough consultation. We're only a small shire. We're a small green shire. So how much we need to do, I think it's very important that the people have a say in that, and they're happy with what we are doing as far as carbon mitigation goes. I think that's really important to me.
Also, there seems to be a very vocal minority in the Douglas Shire. Is it time that people, I wouldn't say rose up, but that people put their hand up and said, hey, I should have a say as a ratepayer in the Douglas Shire?
Well, absolutely. I think the one thing I do love about Douglas is the people that live here are passionate. They're all passionate on one side or the other. You know, we've had a long period where the people that are passionate and have been very vocal and loud have been, you know, in control of our destiny for quite some time. So I think those people, you can't sit back and complain without being vocal. So this is your opportunity. An election's coming up. Look at your councillors and your candidates that are coming up. Ring them up, discuss things with them. Don't take the word on the street. Actually have a conversation. And this is your opportunity to stand up and make a difference in the Douglas Shire if you are not happy. If you are happy, great. You know, vote for the people that you think are doing the right job for you. That's what democracy is all about.
We're talking with mayoral candidate Michael Kerr this morning. Michael Kerr, as we draw closer now, we're only basically, you know, three and a bit months away from the council election. Why should people in the Douglas Shire vote you as mayor?
I think in the past 4 years, I've proven that I'm a people's person, certainly a candidate, you know, for the people and their voice. I'm not scared to say so. And I hope that I've proven to people that my integrity is there, my honesty is there, and that I certainly don't have any agendas other than making this Shire a better place for all the people that live here.
Finally, I've got to ask you this question. You're taking on a pretty tough opponent. She's pretty savvy, and you're taking on the incumbent mayor. Others have tried, others have failed.
Julia and I get along very well. We always have. You know, we've always had heated debates against each other, but that's what politics is all about. But on a personal level, I see nothing wrong with Julia. She is a very good mayor in the fact that she does what she believes in. Now, I'm not quite sure if that's what I believe in, and that's what politics is all about. So, you know, and this is one of the reasons, again, why I'm running for mayor is because we do have some differences. You know, and so rather than being a councillor that just sits back and, you know, lets things roll along, I want to challenge that. I want to have a go and see whether people also believe in the things that I believe in. You know, Julia's got a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom when it comes to doing elections and, you know, what she can do to make sure you get those votes in. But I'm going to give it one hell of a go to challenge her and, you know, keep her on her toes and make sure this is a good election. It will be a good debate. And we'll keep it clean and we'll keep it above the waist because that's how an election should be. I don't want to see any of this rubbish that happened in the last couple of years with bagging people out with false lies, you know, rubbish that just makes people look bad for the wrong reasons. That doesn't get the right person into council, doesn't get the right person in running the Shire. So if we keep it honest, we keep it even, we keep it, you know, truthful, we know we'll have the right people in there running the Shire the way that the actual people of the community want.
I'll be talking to you before the election, of course, again, but good luck on it. And what an announcement today. It's all out in the open. Of course, it was the Douglas Shire's worst-kept secret. Of course, everybody was... I mean, you hadn't announced it officially, but people would go, will he run? I think he will. Won't he? Yes, he will, I think.
Yeah, it has been that for quite some time. I've had lots of people approaching me. And, of course, there was an opinion piece in the front page of the local paper last week, which... Again, I got inundated with people saying, is it true? Are you going to? And I thought, listen, we just have to nip this in the bud and just come out, say it. It's going to happen. Now we'll sit back for a month or two, let this council period roll through. And then once they call the official election, that's when things will get started.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.